今天是 Ralph 弟兄讲到。
今天是today is brother Ralph gonna give us a message today.
如果你还记得的话，上次他讲到关于这个保罗的这个旅行。
If you remember last time, he gave us the sermon about Paul's journeys.
因为太多的资料，所以他没有讲完。
Because the materials are too much, he didn't finish his sermon.
所以今天他继续讲。
So today he's gonna continue last time's message.
I didn't make it through last time. I hope I can do it this time.
上次我没有讲完，希望今天我能够把我的信息全都讲完。
You all wouldn't be wanting lunch anyway, would you?
大家都不用吃午饭吧。
Several weeks ago, I began an attempt to bring fresh reality to some of Paul's journeys in the book of Acts.
几周前我讲到了是保罗在使徒行传当中他的旅行的一些现实意义。
To do that, I used some pictures and experiences from a cruise that Linda and I took to the Greek Isles andEphesus, Turkey.
我用了我和 Linda 坐游轮去希腊小岛和土耳其以弗所的一些图片和经历。
Some of the places we visited are nearly unchanged from Paul's time, and some have been altered greatly by the modern world.
我们去过的地方当中，其中一些和保罗时期几乎没有变化，其他的地方则改变了许多。
In my previous sermon, I was able to describe only two cities.
我上次讲到当中只有机会讲了两个城市。
Athens and the ruins of ancient Ephesus.
雅典和古代的以弗所的遗迹。
I'm going to review and expand a little bit on those two cities.
我们将会回顾一下我们之前讲的并且做一些拓展。
Paul visited Athens on his second journey.
保罗在他的第二次旅行中拜访了雅典。
Starting in Antioch, he took a long journey in which he was constrained by God to go some places.
在安提拉这个地方，保罗受到神的话语的带领，带领他去一些地方。
Sometimes God closed doors, and then sometimes God opened doors, and finally Paul got to Athens.
有些时候，上帝他会关上一些门，也会打开一些门，最后让保罗到达了雅典这个地方。
We got the city of Athens on the Koenigsdam, a ship of the Holland American Line.
我们当时乘坐的是荷兰美国邮轮，到达了雅典。
I guess you can read that. Okay, we started at the port of Rome called Civita Vecchia.
我们当时是从罗马的一个港口出发的。
Okay, technology is great when it works. The white is supposed to be red.Okay.
大家可能看不太清楚，应该是红色，它现在是显示白色的，可能看不太清楚。
At least we got the blue right, sort of. The cruise ship takes us to Athens.
大家可以看是蓝色的这根线，我们从那个港口出发，然后到达了雅典。
When Paul entered Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols and temples built for the worship of idols.
当保罗进入雅典城的时候，他十分的忧虑，因为他看到整座城市都充斥着偶像和这个神庙。
His first impression of Athens must have been the hill called the Acropolis. And the huge building on top of it called the Parthenon.
他对雅典的第一印象应该一定是这个雅典卫城山和山上这个巨大的建筑帕台农神庙。
Even now with Athens monstrously bigger than it was at that time, this dominates your view of Athens.
即使现在的雅典比当时那个时代要大很多，但是这仍是当地最主要的景点。
I didn't take this picture. I don't want to fool you. Our ship landed, our cruise ship was actually in the port of Piraeus.
这张照片不是我拍的，但是你可以看到那个箭头指的地方就是我们游轮停靠的地方。
This magnificent building at the top of this prominent hill was simply another temple dedicated to the worship of the goddess Athena, for whom the city is named.
这座雄伟的建筑，它其实是为了敬拜雅典娜女神。这个。
I did take this picture on the beginning of a fairly long walk up a pretty big hill.
我拍的这张照片是我当时走了在一座小山上面走了一段路之后拍摄的照片。
It is a truly beautiful building.
这个建筑真的是非常的漂亮。
It probably looked more like that when Paul saw it.
在保罗那个时期大概是长这个样子。
The Parthenon was built about 400 years before Paul was there, so it was complete and probably in perfect condition.
这个帕泰农神庙大概是保罗之前的在保罗那四百年之前就已经造好了，所以在保罗那个时候他应该是已经完工，并且非常的保存的非常的好。
When we look down from the Acropolis, we see how near Mars Hill is.
从这个帕泰农神庙望下去，可以看到这个战神山。
When he was on Mars Hill preaching to the philosophers, he could look up and see the Parthenon, a temple for worship of an idol.
当保罗在这个战神山上跟向那些哲学家们讲道的时候，他可以看到这个帕泰农神庙和其他的这些庙。
And he can look down the hill and see several other temples also for the worship of idols.
如果你当时往下看的话，就可以看到其他的一些神庙。
Paul told them, "You have too many idols, even the unknown ones, and therefore I'm going to tell you who the real God is."
保罗对那些哲学家说，你们敬拜拜了太多的神，甚至是那些未名之神你们都拜，但是我要告诉你们谁是真正的神。
When he got to the resurrection, that was the main sticking point.
在他讲到这个耶稣复活之前这个信息所谓那个才是他讲的重点。
They didn't want to hear about that.
但是那些哲学家当他们听到说耶稣复活这个事情，他们并不想。
And that's too bad because the Bible tells us how important the resurrection is.
很遗憾，在圣经当中，耶稣的复活确实十分重要的。
After Athens, we got on our ship again. Every time we go back to the ship, we get a new little towel-shaped animal. Okay, amazing how clever they can be.
之后我们就离开了雅典，回到了船上。每次回到船上，那些都会看到一个非常精致的。
And we made our way to the port of Ephesus. Okay.
后来我们就来到了以弗所。
Paul got to Ephesus on foot, by leaving from Antioch and coming where he spent almost 3 years.
保罗大概在在以弗所大概停留了有三年的时间。
This is on his third missionary journey.
这是他的第三次的旅行当中停留。
Ephesus was a city committed to idolatry.
当时的以弗所也是充斥着这个拜偶像。
Most famous for the famous temple of Diana at Ephesus.
最著名的就是他的这个戴安娜神庙。
Probably looked like this when Paul saw it.
当时可能就是这个神庙是长这个样子。
And there were silversmiths who made idols for people to buy and take home, I guess, to worship or to have as a souvenir.
当时就是神匠就会打造这种小的戴安娜神像，让人们来买回去敬拜或者是当做纪念品。
Due to Paul's preaching, many believed in Jesus and they gave up their idolatrous ways and didn't buy statues anymore.
但是因为保罗的讲道，很多人相信了耶稣而不再去拜偶像，这使 当时就是就是
I say lots of things that aren't in my notes. Okay. The silversmiths got mad and they couldn't find Paul, but they found a couple of his friends and they drug him down to the place in Ephesus that's the best preserved, the Great Theater.
当时的银匠们非常的恼怒，因为然后他们那些银匠就将保罗的朋友们去引到了这个戏院里面。
There was a great uproar, and an attempt to do evil things to the Christians.
当时就在这个戏院里面引发了骚乱，对当时的基督徒造成一些伤害。
This is probably the best preserved, it's not quite a building, but whatever, in Ephesus.
这个建筑在以弗所已经算是在当时的保存下来最好的一个遗迹了。
It's very moving to stand in the very spot where that happened.
站在那个事件发生的地方对我有很多感触。
Or to sit and watch.
或者就是坐在那里就是看着眼前的景象。
And be reminded as Paul wrote in his very, very last book that he wrote, all who desire to live godly in Christ will suffer persecution.
也是记住在保罗最后写的一本书当中有提到，不但如此，凡立志在耶稣基督里虔诚度日的也要遭受逼迫。
There just isn't much left of Ephesus. They found a few pieces to be able to rebuild a couple of columns.
在以弗所就真的没有剩下什么遗迹了，人们就找到了一些散落的这种柱子，把它拼接了起来。
A few of the small arches still exist.
还有一些小的拱门还保存下来。
And a few of these columns have withstood the test of time.
还有一些柱子也经历了时间的考验，保留了下来。
They found enough pieces to reconstruct the front face of the library.
找到了一些零零碎碎碎片，然后把它拼成了是这个是一个图书馆的前面的部分。
But this was the one that's most meaningful to me.
但这个照片显示的这个地方对我来说才是意义更大一些。
At the end of this road, which ends, that's the dock where the ships would come in Paul's day.
这个路的尽头就是当时的一个港口，也是保罗当时船进到这个城的地方，停靠的地方。
In Paul's day, this used to be open to the ocean.
在保罗那个时期，这个港口面对的是一个海洋。
And at least three times, Paul got out of a boat and walked along this street.
这有三次保罗就是从船上下来走在这条路上。
It's very moving to stand there.
在那里我真的非常有感触。
But this is about the last part of your tour. You go out to meet the buses.
这个地方最后的一个停留的地方，然后我们就要去上车了。
And you have to walk past the stalls of people who are sellingAncient Greek coins that are probably made last week.
这你会经过一些人，他们正在卖这个古希腊的这些硬币，可能他们只是用了一星期之前就刚做好的硬币。
And I bought my Ephesus mug.
还买了一个杯子做纪念品。
Yeah. What about the Temple of Diana? As I showed you last time, only one column still exists.
当时的戴安娜神像现今只剩下一根柱子留了下来。
God says that man's life is like a breath.
神说人好像一口气。
His days are like a passing shadow.
他的年日如同影儿快快过去。
God says our lives are not very long.
神说我们的生命并不会很长。
What will we do with them?
那我们应该去怎么样过这个人生呢？
How will we use them?
我们该如何运用这个时间？
God says we are passing away, somewhat like Ephesus is crumbling away.
神说我们的生命其实就像以弗所的那些建筑一样的最终会废去。
You may not want to look at it this way, but every day that passes, you are passing away.
也许不会这么想，但是我们其实每一天我们都在慢慢慢慢的衰老。
Only God's word will live forever.
只有神的话语才是永恒的。
Paul resumed that journey. I didn't tell you about this last time. Paul resumed that journey by going a long ways. Follow the yellow dotted line. God led him all the way back into Greece. He did not go to Athens, but he did go to Corinth.
保罗离开以弗所之后，大家可以看沿着这个虚线的话，保罗就到达了没有去，保罗没有再去雅典，而是到达了哥林。
After spending some time, probably several years in Corinth, he then retraced his steps to get back to Jerusalem.
在哥林多他待了一阵子之后，他又沿着他来的那条路，回到了耶路撒冷。
And he stopped in Ephesus.
这时候他又在以弗所停留了。
When he stopped in Ephesus, he spoke to the people.And he told them that he knew there was tough times ahead.
当时他在以弗所向那些信徒讲话的时候，他告诉他们，他知道他即将面临很困难的时期。
He said the Holy Spirit doesn't tell me exactly what's going to happen, but he says it's going to be chains, that's jail, and tribulations, that's pain.
圣灵虽然没有具体的说到底他会遇到什么，但是有说到他会面临到一些患难是
He knew that persecution was coming.
他知道他将要受到迫害。
But he went anyway.
但是他仍然要走完他的路程。
Wherever God led, Paul followed.
无论是神如何带领保罗都会接受神的带领。
When he left the people at Ephesus, he finished this way.
当他即将要离开以弗所的时候，他以这一段作为了
He said, "I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you, because I have not hesitated."To proclaim to you the whole will of God.
所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
That is quite a statement to make.
这段是一段非常重要的一段宣告。
Reflect on yourself and ask yourself.Who can you say that to?
大家可以想一想，如果是你的话，你会对谁说这一段话呢？
Could you make such a bold statement about your life?
你是否能够对你的人生做这样子的一段宣告？
For a moment, think deeply.You might even want to close your eyes and prayerfully think. Is there some loved one whom I have not told what they need to know about Jesus?
大家可以闭上眼睛想一想，你生命当中是否有一些你爱的人，你还没有向他们传扬耶稣的福音。
Should you not do that?
你难道不应该这么做吗？
You know, if we don't tell our loved ones what they need to know about Jesus,
如果我们没有向我们所爱的人去告诉他们耶稣是谁，
they could pass from this world without your doing it.
他们也许就这样离开这个世界而不知道耶稣是谁。
You know, if that happens,We pay a very great price.
你知道，如果当这个发生的时候，我们将要付出 一定的代价。
We pay the price of knowing we didn't do it.
我们付出的代价就是我们知道我们应该做，但是我们却没有。
What a tremendous price that is.
那是一个非常大的代价。
Pardon me, I need a moment.
不好，对不起。
Paul moved on.
然后保罗接着他的行程。
He moved on from Ephesus to the little or not so little island of Rhodes.
离开了以弗所之后，保罗来到了一个岛上，叫罗德岛。
We went to Rhodes too.
我们也到了这个岛上。
He was on a little boat. We were on a big boat.
当时保罗在坐在小船上，但是我们坐的是大船。
Once again, a different towel animal. Every time you go back, there's a different animal.
当时船上的员工又给我们做了一个小动物，每次都是不一样的形式。
So we made the trip then from Ephesus to Rhodes.
我们当时离开了以弗所，到达了罗德岛。
Rhodes is a beautiful island.A beautiful city.
罗德岛是个很漂亮的小岛。
You see the beautiful city walls.
你看到当时城墙。
The lovely gates.
城门。
Beautiful buildings.
还有一些建筑。
But Paul didn't see those.
但是保罗并没有看到这些。
Paul didn't see those because these are much later, probably 1,000 years later from the time of the Crusaders.
也许大概是保罗之后的1000年之后，这些建筑才慢慢建造起来。
But there is something on Rhodes that Paul could have and probably did see.
但是有一些地方保罗是一定看到了。
A little ways off from the city we just saw is the little and beautiful city of Lindos.
我们在这个罗德，我们可以看到这个山上面有个是林都。
The houses probably looked very similar to this when Paul was there.
在保罗那个时期，大概也是就长这个样子。
I'm sure then, though, they didn't have running water and inside plumbing.
也许还没有这个当时的可能里面的一些水管什么还没有这么的好。
But this village is dominated by another Acropolis.
但是你看到下面有是住了一个村落，
An Acropolis built again for a temple of Athena.
这个也是当时为了那个雅典娜女神造的一个神庙。
I add this because I want you to understand that everywhere that Paul went, he was immersed in a world of Greek and Roman idolatry.
我讲这些是想告诉你们，当时保罗无论他到哪里，他都能看到人们在拜那些偶像。
He saw this kind of thing everywhere he went.
他看到这个景象，无论在哪里，他都能看到这样的景象。
Paul was immersed in a world of idolatry, trying to bring to them the truth of God and the truth.Of Jesus Christ and His resurrection.
保罗当时的时代是充斥着偶像和拜偶像的这样的一个时代，但是保罗仍要在那个时代向那些人们去传讲耶稣和耶稣的福音真理。
I think you would agree with me that we are living today in a world of increasing ungodliness.
也许你会同意我这么说法，这个我们现今居住的时代也是渐渐的越来越远离神。
We're living in a world that's increasingly separated from and doesn't want to know about this.
我们这个时代越来越多的人不想要去和圣经和基督教有任何的关系。
Certainly not yet are we experiencing the tribulation that Paul experienced when he told other people about Jesus.
我们也会经历到 同样的，当时保罗向那些人传讲时候遇到的一些困难。
But we're moving in that direction.
但是我们仍要朝那个方向去。
The next place on our map to go to, it is rather well preserved. Okay. Next place we go to is to Crete.
我们下一个到达的地方是克里特岛。
Crete was not on our itinerary.
克里特岛当时并不是我们当时原先要去的地方。
We were supposed to go to the beautiful volcanic island of Santorini.
我们当时本身要去的地方是一个非常漂亮的火山的岛，火山造的岛。
But wind was a problem.
但是却有一个问题。
It was so windy that they would not let us outside on the decks.
当时因为风浪太大了，我们并不能在船的那个甲板上面去看。
And we didn't go to Santorini because Santorini does not have a deep harbor.
我们当时没办法到那个 Santorini 这个火山岛上面，因为它的港口太浅了。
So the way you get there is to park the boat in the out in the harbor and take little boats into Santorini.
当时我们能做的就是要在一个大一点的港口停留之后去坐小船到那个圣托里尼小岛上。
However, at that time, there were 12-foot swells. Okay? Okay?
但是
up and down.
当时那个风浪大概12英尺这样子，很颠簸。
That's not good in the little boats, although I don't think it's so much of think of safety as that everybody would be seasick.
当时这个因为这个风浪的关系，可能坐这个小船是非常不安全的，大家也会有非常严重的这个。
Most people on the cruise, if they were there for one particular reason, probably it was Santorini.
坐在这个游轮上面的很多人其实大家都是非常想去这个圣托里尼小岛上面去看一看。
But because of the wind, we ended up into a northern port on Crete called Achania.
但因为这个一个事情，我们最终是在希腊的这个 Achania 这个地方。
Paul went to Crete on his fourth missionary journey.But it wasn't on his itinerary either.
当时保罗到达克里特岛也是因为一个意外，跟我们一样，并不是他的原本的原意。
And it had a lot to do with wind.
也是和这个当时的风有关系。
Let's talk about the fourth missionary journey a little bit.
我们来稍微讲一下这个保罗的第四次旅行。
It happened because the Jewish leaders wanted Paul.Dead.
他第四次旅行的发生是因为当时的犹太人想要杀他。
When Paul defended his teachings about Jesus, a big dispute arose, and the Roman guards were afraid the Jews are going to harm Paul.
当时因为保罗在传讲耶稣的道，然后引起了一些争论。当时的罗马的守卫觉得为了保罗的安全起见，他们需要把他保护起来。
So they put him in protective custody.
所以当时保罗就被软禁了起来。
When he was in protective custody, God spoke to him.
在保罗被软禁的时候，神对他说话。
It says, the following night the Lord stood near Paul and said, take courage.As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.
当夜主站在保罗旁边说，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，他必怎样，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
If I had time, I would try to expand upon this verse by looking at the fact that it says the Lord stood near Paul.
如果我有时间的话，其实我想再拓展一下讲在这里讲的说是主站在保罗旁边。
As is often the case, it doesn't say God sent an angel to speak to Paul.
但是神并没有像是圣经其他地方有说是好像是有送了一个这样天使来到保罗旁边。
Says God stood near Paul.
但是这里讲的是主他自己站在了保罗旁边。
That's an amazing thing that you can miss when you just read this verse through in a hurry.
你很容易就把这个细节是忽略掉。
Said Paul, you're going to Rome.
保罗他神对保罗说：“你去罗马吧。”
How's that going to happen?
那怎么样才能发生呢？
Well, the Roman governor in Jerusalem was about to turn him loose, but he knew that the Jews wanted to kill him, so he used that as a method of saying, "If I'm guilty, I deserve to die. That's okay, but if I don't deserve to die,They shouldn't be able to kill me, so I appeal to Caesar because I'm a Roman citizen.
当时保罗知道那些罗马的侍卫可能就想要放他不管了，但是保罗却借用了说，因为他知道他是罗马的公民，他可以去上告于凯撒，再去罗马，在凯撒面前接受审判。
And the Roman governor saw an opportunity to solve one of his sticky problems. He said, "You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar, you shall go."
当时罗马的守卫也知道这样可以解决现在的这个一个问题，所以他们就对保罗说，你既然你已经上告于凯撒了，那么你就去凯撒那去罗马吧。
This red line is a rough picture of the fourth journey.
这个红线是讲描述了保罗第四次旅行一个大概路径。
If it had been closer to summer, they would have taken a more direct route, but it was too near winter, too risky to be in very much open sea.
如果当时是在夏天的话，他们很可能是可以走那个黄色这个捷径，去到达罗马。但是当时因为快要冬天了，坐在船上，在海上会比较不安全。
So the plan was to stick close to land by going this general route to try and get there.
所以当时就是尽量的靠近陆地，沿着陆地的方向，一直去到罗马。
They started out from Caesarea and traveled to Sidon.
当时他们这个开始的起点就是从 Caesarea 到 Sidon.
And there we have our first big surprise.
当时他们就有一个非常大的意外。
Oh wow, we are mixing the colors here. Okay, I think you can still read it. They landed at Sidon, and Julius, who is the officer, he's a centurion, so he's in charge of 100 soldiers. Julius is the officer who's taking all these prisoners. Paul's only one of a lot of prisoners. Okay.
当时在西顿的时候，这个他当时是带领了一百多人的军队，带了去押送这些犯人，保罗就是那些犯人之中的一个。
He turned him loose and allowed him to go to his friends a couple of days.
他当时就他们准保罗有他的朋友来探望他。
Julius must have had a lot of trust in Paul.
尤留他这个人 他肯定对保罗有一定的信任。
There must have been something about Paul that Julius recognized, in a way that is very hard to understand.
也许保罗有一些特质让尤留这么做，让允许他的保罗的朋友去探望他。
So they continued after a few days from Sidon.They did not want to go this route. They wanted to go up here, but they had a tremendous wind from the north called the Euroclydon, which caused them to pass to the south of Cyprus and stop in Myra.
当时他们也是在遇到了一些风浪的问题，所以他们绕了一点路。最后到达了这个 Myra 这个地方。
Apparently, the captain of that ship said, "I've had enough." they had to get in another ship to try to complete the journey.
当时那个船长他说他不想再保罗这一群人了，他们只能换了一艘船。
Keep in mind, this is the sort of boat that they're all in.
看到这个船是他们当时坐的船的样子。
So they proceeded.
所以他们就接着他们的行程。
They made slow headway against the wind for many days. They had difficulty getting into the port of Cnidus, which I think means they skipped it, and then tried to go further.
他们当时船行的一连多日行的有一些慢，也是被风阻拦了。他们最后沿岸行走来到了一个地方。
They wanted to go that way and stay close to land, but the wind was so strong that it blew them to the south until they could kind of creep around the leeward side of Crete.
他们当时因为风浪的关系，他们没有办法按照他们原来的路程行走，他们被这个他只能往南一边一点走一些弯路。
As our technology shows us, they crept off the map.
我们可能在这个地图上被遮掉了。
Sorry, that's not visible. Okay. This is the kind of boat we're on.
这是我们坐的游
轮。They have problems with wind. We didn't have problems with wind as far as where this boat goes.
在坐在游轮的时候，上面的时候，我们并没有遇到风浪的问题。
Maybe it's helpful to compare the size of the two boats. Okay.
这个大家可以看一下，这个从大小上来做一些对比。
And we're not depending on wind for power.
我们也并没有一定要通过风力才能够前进。
They got down to this place called Fair Havens. Okay. They crept into port and then they argued about where they're going to spend the winter.
他们当时来到了一个叫费尔港的地方，他们也在那里停留下来，在想着如何去过冬。
The owner and the captain and Julius, the military guy, all wanted to go to Phoenix because it was a nicer place to spend the winter, knowing they could never get to Rome through the winter.
当时的这个船长和这个游流这个带领这一群士兵犯人的这个人，他们都觉得应该去 Phoenix 这个地方去过冬。
Paul said, "Don't do it."
但是保罗却说不要这么做。
Bad things will happen.
不幸的事情将会发生。
He was outvoted 3-1.
当时大家就投票是3-1。
They decided to go, and as you're going to see, bad things happened.
所以他们当时3-1的决定就是还是去这个 Phoenix 这个地方。
We often do things, even in church today, on a majority vote.
也许我们现在也会在教会里面也会觉得大家投票，然后取绝大多数的这个意见。
I want to remind you, the majority is not.Always right.
但是我却要提醒大家，大多数人的意见并不一定是正确的。
So they waited for a day when there was a nice southerly breeze. There wasn't much wind. They said, "Hey, it's only a few hours to Phoenix, and then we're where we want to be."
他们就决定啊，这几天的天气都还不错，那么我们就去这个 Phoenix 这个地方吧。
So they took off, and in a few hours, a wind of hurricane force from the north.Made it impossible to reach Phoenix.
当时就是不多几时就有一阵狂风刮来，然后使他们没有办法去到达这个 Phoenix 这个地方。
After days and days of not being able to see the sun or the moon, they were panicked.
在连续几天的时间，他们都没有办法看到这个太阳，他们有一些恐惧了。
They threw as much as they could overboard.
他们把船上大部分东西都扔到了海里。
Put a cable around the ship.
他们把这个船把一些绳子都那个船上的系好。
They expected to die, and Paul said, "Don't be afraid. An angel came to me and said, 'You have to go to Caesar, and I'm going to give you a gift. The gift I give you is the lives of all who sail with you.'"
当时保罗就对他们说你不要害怕，我将会带给你们一个神会赐给你们。
So they sailed on to a shipwreck at Malta.
所以他们就决定前往去前往罗马，最后他们停在了这个 Malta 这个地方。
We went to Malta too.
我们也到了马耳他这个地方。
Under much more nicer conditions than he did.
他这个保存的还是很好的。
Malta is a beautiful, impressive port to enter. The walls, from the Crusader time, the forts, all that. It's really a beautiful place to sail into.
马耳他是个非常漂亮的城市，然后当时留下了非常多的古建筑。
Has a lot of up and down streets.
还有很多这个上上下下的这个坡。
I wish I had counted all the steps I went up there.
我希望我当时我倒是想当时可能把自己行的步数都记录下来。
There's a church there called St. Paul's Shipwreck Church.
还有当时有一个教会叫做圣徒保罗的这个船难的教会。
We thought we'd like to go in. There was a sign on the door said, we'll be back at 2 o'clock. We waited till 2:30. They weren't there, so time's precious, and we went on.
当时我们想进去，但是门口有个标志说你们要等到2点钟才能开门。我们等到2点半，但是没有人出现，所以我们只能放弃了。
Paul didn't see any of that.
保罗并没有看到这些景象。
Paul came when there were very few people living on Malta.
当时保罗那个时期并没有很多人住在马耳他。
But he had a promise.
但是他知道他有神的应许。
Yes, the ship was destroyed, but everyone got safely ashore.
当时他们就发生了船难，但是所有人都安全地到达了岸上。
When they got ashore, they built a fire to warm themselves.
当他们在岸上的时候，他们升起了一个篝火。
As Paul took a bunch of wood from a stack of wood to put it on the fire,There was a snake inside, and it didn't like the fire, so it jumped out, and it didn't just bite him, it grasped him and stuck to him.
当时保罗拿起了一堆木头要放到这个火上去烤的时候，有一个蛇出现在这个火堆里面，它这个蛇突然跳了起来，不仅仅是把保罗给咬了，而且还这个紧紧的就是这个牙齿勾在了保罗手上。
The people stood around waiting for him to die, but he didn't.
当时人都觉得他，当其他人都觉得保罗要死了，但是保罗却没有。
So they said he was a god.
所以他们都念着说他保罗是个神。
And then he had the opportunity to tell him, "I'm not a god, but my God is taking care of me because I have to appear before Caesar."
但是这时候保罗就有机会告诉他们我不是神，但是神一直在保守着我，让我能够最终能见到凯撒。
After 3 months of winter, they resumed their journey, came to Rome.
在三个月的冬天过后，他们就继续他们的行程，到达了罗马。
When they got to Rome, the centurion Julius took all the other prisoners to the jail.But he took Paul to a place where he was permitted to have his own home, guarded by one guard.
到达罗马之后，当时的犹流就把其他的犯人都关进了监狱，但是唯独，把保罗安置在了一个房子里。
Paul was there for 2 years, and he was able to freely preach about.The Lord Jesus Christ. Should be shifted a little.
保罗当时在他租这个房子里面住了大概有2年，也是他也在不停的在传讲神的道。
He was able to preach to a lot of people who came through his house, telling them salvation is through Jesus and Jesus alone.
在每一个来到他的房子里来拜访他的人，他都向他们传讲耶稣和耶稣的复活。
It's widely accepted that Paul's 2 years there were the years 60 to 62 AD.
大概是60到62年公元前这样子的
The Emperor Nero was famous for persecuting Christians, and this was right in the middle of his reign.
当时的这个 Nero 是当时一个皇帝，他以迫害基督徒著名。他当时，所以保罗在罗马这段时间正是他统治的时候。
But for these 2 years, God protected him from Nero's hatred of Christians.
但是神却保守了，一直在保护保罗，没有受到这个 Nero 这个皇帝的迫害。
What did Paul see when he was in Rome?
在罗马的时候，保罗看见了什么呢？
Everybody thinks of going to Rome and seeing the Basilica of St. Peter.
这个圣彼得的这个教大教堂是当时非常有著名的那个在罗马非常著名的建筑。
Perhaps you can get an idea of its size by realizing these are people. All those are people. It's big.
它其实这个非常的大，你们看跟下面的人相比。
But that's relatively modern compared to Paul. Let's go back to ancient things we think about in Rome.
让大家想到古罗马的话，这个可能是这个建筑会比较大家会想到的。
But this wasn't begun until about 80 AD, so Paul missed this by at least 10 years.
这个也是在保罗那个时期之后十年左右才建造的。
There's a floor that used to go over this, and that's the place where later on there was a couple of hundred years of persecution of Christians and all kinds of other games.
当时这个也是在迫害基督徒的过程当中起到了非常大的作用。
But Paul missed that.
但是保罗也并没有在这个时期这是在保罗之后的时期才建的。
I can't resist this picture because it also shows the beautiful pines of Rome.
我拍张照片也是因为它那边有非常漂亮的这个松树。
We think about the other solid things that are, we want to see when we go to Rome. And we look at, the Arch of Constantine, okay?
当时是康斯坦丁的这个拱门也是在罗马你必看的景点。
But that was about 250 years after Paul got there.
大概，但这个拱门也是在保罗之后的250年之后才造的。
And he did not see the magnificent Arch of Septimus Severus.
这个拱门，非常著名的拱门，保罗也没有看见。
And he did not see the Arch of Titus. He missed it by 15 years.
这个拱门也是在保罗之后大概15年之后才建的。
But you can see up here the word Senatus.
你可以看到这里模糊的有一个字叫 Senato.
Means the things that you see on the other side are where Rome carried out its governmental issues.
这是在说的是在这个门之后的地方就是罗马统治的
Amidst all this rubble, there are things that are standing. This is this is the Temple of Saturn.
这也是一个神庙。
Okay, there's another picture of it.
这就是他冥神的一个神庙，这他的那个照片。
That was there when Paul was there, and it's as a complete building.
保罗的时期的这个神庙就已经存在了，也是非常完整的，在那个时候。
And the Temple of Castor, as a complete building, was there when Paul was there.
在保罗时期，这个也是一个神庙，也是在保罗那个时期就有了。
There's the Temple of Castor, but I want you to look at these little things here that turn out to be the bases of columns.
大家可以看到那些都是那些柱子的底座，但柱子都没有了。
Those are the same.Little bases, and there used to be columns there to make a magnificent building called the Basilica of Julius Caesar.
那个柱子，现在都没有了。但是它是那个这个一个教堂的一部分。
In its magnificence, he saw that. He also saw the Temple of Saturn complete.
还有那个另外一个圈就是那个冥神的 神庙。
He saw the temple of Castor.
还有另外一个 Castor 神庙。
He saw the temple of Julius Caesar, which is almost non-existent today.
还有一个 Julius 神庙。
And remarkably, this is a building that goes back to Julius Caesar. It was refurbished a bit 200 years later, but that has survived.
但是很神奇的是，有一个建筑也是当时存在的那个建筑被保存了下来。
This is the Curia or government building of Julius Caesar.
是当时这个凯撒的这个政府所在的地方。
Highly likely that Paul walked one of these lanes and over that this wasn't there, walked through that into this building because he was there to be tried by Caesar.
很有可能保罗就走过了这些路径，然后到达了那个建筑里面接受当时凯撒的审判。
Virtually everything that you see that is not there because it's fallen down was there in its completion when Paul was there.
所以你虽然看到那些遗迹可能都不剩下什么了，但是在保罗那个时候，那些建筑都还在。
During these 2 years, he wrote 4 books, among them the book of Ephesians.
在那两年的时间，保罗写了四本书，圣经当中的四本书，以弗所就是其中之一。
And he said the problem isn't the big buildings and the armies and the power, it's the spiritual wickedness in heavenly places.
保罗说并不是那些建筑那些权力战争才是问题，真正的问题是属灵上的黑暗。
The real problem is sin.
真正的问题是我们的罪。
We've seen that before, I just want to bring you up to date. We've seen that before. Apparently, after the 62 years, Paul was released and went his way to many different places.
在这个公元前62年的时候，保罗就在罗马之后，在罗马就被释放了，他就到各处去讲道。
There in 64 A.D. there was a Rome burnt down.
在公元前64年的时候，公元后64年的时候，罗马就被一场大火烧毁了。
Divided opinions on whether Nero had the fires set or simply used the fires as an excuse to persecute Christians.
当时不知道是谁放了这个火，还是当时的那个 Nero 大帝他放了这个火，以此为借口来迫害那些基督徒。
Somewhere Paul was arrested and brought back to Rome.Where he was executed at approximately 67 A.D.
那在公元后67年的时候，保罗又回到了罗马，在那里他被被处死了。
During those 2 years we talked about, he wrote Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon.
在那个两年的时间在罗马的时候，保罗写了四本。圣经里面的书是以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书、腓立比书。
And in his second time there, shortly before his death, he wrote 2 Timothy.
在他第二次来到罗马的时候，在他被处死之前不久，他写下了这个。
13.
提摩太书后书。
13 of the 27 books of the New Testament.
在新约圣经当中27本当中的13本书都是保罗写的。
When God led, Paul followed.
无论神如何带领，保罗都跟随。
Even when he knew that persecution and even death lie ahead.
哪怕他知道他将要面临的是迫害甚至是死亡。
He followed anyway.
他仍义无反顾的跟从。
We're going to sing a hymn.
让我们来唱这首诗歌。
This is the refrain from that hymn.
这是这首诗歌的副歌部分。
Wherever he leads, I'll go.
神领我何往必去。
Wherever he leads, I'll go.
神领我，神领我何往必去。
I'll follow my Christ who loves me so.
主这样爱我，我必跟从。
Wherever he leads, I'll go.
主领我何往必去。
That is also quite a statement to make.
这也是一个非常一个很严肃的宣告。
Can you really sing that and mean it?
你真的能够唱这首诗歌的时候也是真的能够做到这一点吗？
Pretty hard.
其实是非常难的一件事情。
If you're not sure that you actually can do that, perhaps when you sing these words, you ought to be praying, God, give me the power and the strength to follow you.
如果你没有信心能够做到这一点的话，那你在唱这首诗歌的时候也向神祷告，让神给你这样的力量，来跟随他。